As the talks continued, protesters made their feelings known. Demonstrations were held in the capital, Bogota, and Cartagena, although marshals were kept well away from the delegates. Trade unions believe any deal could result in the loss of 250,000 jobs in the poultry, sugar, cotton and rice industries. Farmers say they won't be able to compete with heavily subsidized American goods if an agreement is signed. Negotiations between the United States, Colombia, Ecuador and Peru began last year, but differences over agricultural and intellectual property matters have stalled progress.
We are showing here that Ecuador is willing to head the fight against the free trade treaty because it threatens the lives of all the people of Latin America.
Talks are already 9 months behind schedule, and a deal by next month looks unlikely. The United States is also facing pressure from Brazil over subsidies to its cotton farmers. A ruling by the World Trade Organization declared that America's subsidy system was unfair and should be changed. The case was brought by Brazil earlier this year, and the U.S. had until Wednesday to comply. With that deadline gone, Brazil says it now wants to impose sanctions. Such delays and disagreements are likely to have an impact on a key global trade summit in Hong Kong in December. Delegates are likely to face tough negotiations if any deals are to be made. Rajni Bhatia, BBC News.